This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado's federal lawmakers are part of a bipartisan push for a tax credit that helps families and small businesses prepare for natural disasters. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senator Michael Bennett and Representative Brittany Pedersen are among the sponsors of the bipartisan bicameral Shelter Act. The bill proposes a tax credit of $2,500 for households and businesses to help with the cost of disaster mitigation. For example, strengthening the durability of your roof before the next hailstorm or elevating housing to reduce potential flood damage. Bennett says it's about Congress doing more to help homeowners and renters prepare for a natural disaster rather than focusing on recovery after. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Voters in Timnath have blocked the building of a Topgolf venue or similar driving range structures. CPR's News' Tony Gorman reports residents cited environmental concerns.
Timnath residents voted Tuesday to prohibit fences and nets exceeding 65 feet tall. Topgolf venues use mesh nets over 150 feet in height. Residents cited risks to nearby migratory birds such as bald eagles and blue herons, as well as increased traffic as reasons. The vote likely stops any plans for a fourth Topgolf location in Colorado. The popular driving range has facilities in Colorado Springs, Centennial, and Thornton. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Warm and windy conditions continue to cause fire concerns in western Colorado. A red flag warning is in effect through tonight. National Weather Service meteorologist David Bargenbrook says the area will continue to see hot temperatures.
A little better chance that some showers and storms may bring some rain on Friday, but again, most of those will be pretty hit and miss over there in western Colorado. So unfortunately, widespread soaking rain not expected for the western part of the state.
In Denver and Boulder, a chance of showers and even some thunderstorms through today. Highs in the mid-70s. In the high country, sunny and cooler. Vail's highs in the 70s. This is CPR News at 7:06.